In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. This episode of the Inclusion First podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this 4-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 1-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. So how do you address racist behavior without making someone defensive so that they are open to learning rather than feeling like they need to defend their behavior because they're not racist?
So my response to that, Carrie, is with calm and with longer form conversation. I put them into a couple buckets. There are folks who are flat out racist, and no matter what I say, what you say is going to change their opinion because it's been codified in their brain with all this, you know, confirmation bias. Then there are folks who might say something that is racially or sexually inappropriate or inaccurate. That's a really easy fix. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the conversation could be in a boardroom in front of 16 people. Other times it can be, you know what? You said something. I want to make sure I understood you correctly. Let me buy you a cup of coffee and let's spend 20 minutes talking about that. Folks who are not overtly racist will take you up on that cup of coffee so they can improve their behavior. Others will say, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. As long as it's done calmly, you've extended the olive branch in terms of communication. You've done your job. There's other parts which are historically inaccurate. I am, you know, kind of a Civil War buff. I'm a World War II kind of geek. There are just some dates, times, what was said, what was accomplished, that folks need to be educated. A lot of folks, we never learned about the Tulsa massacre. We never learned about Emmett Till. We never learned about some of the things that happened in the civil rights movement in the upper middle class, predominantly white schools that I went to. It's adding additional color, pun intended, to the canvas of what American history is and African-American history is, because they're one and the same. Mm-hmm. And they're inextricably tied to one another for good and bad. The last two are easy to do. The first one is, it's probably a lost cause, because you're not going to convince a racist that he or she is not racist. No matter how many words you try to emote and evoke to them.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. We can tell when someone is open, and even if there's just a little crack, we can still tell that's there versus this person's completely closed. And it's honestly because so many people are wanting to do something, wanting to learn, I feel like it's a complete waste of time to really engage with people who are just overly racist at all.
I put those into the flat earthers, the anti-vaxxers, the Elvis is still alive. Listen to this one. OJ didn't do it. All those folks go into the same bucket of conspiracy theorist, if not lunatics, And I have to be more precious with my time. I need to be more prescriptive and intentional with my time because I'd like to learn something. I don't want to just be a faucet. Mm-hmm. I like to be receive additional information while I'm here still on this earth that either make me a better CEO, make me a better father, make me a better husband, or make me a better neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Becoming a bit of a detective when you're having this conversation, and it's less about being right in some cases and more yeah. about like learning where this perspective is coming from, what the information is that they have so that you can course correct, so that you can help fill in the gaps, that you can direct when those things are possible. I think sometimes we absolutely, we want it. It's, and this is difficult because, you know, we're triggered and we know what's right in some cases, and other times we feel what's right. And you're trying to like manage the raging voice in your mind with the like, okay, I really want to connect with this person because I want to help them.
That's right.
And I want to help me and I want this to be better. So there's a lot going on for sure. It's not easy. But I love being able to break people into these categories and you know, how much am I going to give? Is it nothing? Or am I going to actually sit down and try to connect and understand as people and leave both of us expanded, right?
So Sawyer, any given day when a triggering event happens, the inner Malcolm, or let's say pre-Mecca Malcolm in me and the inner Martin have a very serious debate that goes on in my head in terms before I form a sentence and put it on either with my voice verbally or with my voice in writing on social media. That I always thought of, you know, Martin has been explained to me as the mediator between Black America and White America. And Malcolm was always perceived as the prosecutor from Black America to mm-hmm. White America. And inside those two kind of dissociative bodies, we have to live healthily and we have to live with conviction and with authority. So we cannot be ever too militant because it would scare folks off, especially at my size. Nor can we ever be so docile as to think someone has the right to disrespect me, my family, or my ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And this idea of the reflection that happens before yeah. you like, and some days we don't have it. Like, so I'll be the first to say some days it's not the day and whatever's coming out is coming out. But when we can have that little inner dialogue to see like, what is the outcome that I'm trying to get to today? Who is this person that I'm talking to and how can I move this in a positive yeah. direction? It's yeah. hard work. We have been asked to do a lot. And what do you say to the people like, it's not my job. It's just not my job to like be patient, to put that olive branch out there. Like I can't.
That's their right. That's their right. Again, getting more personal, I know what my job is because I know my ancestors are watching me every single day. And if I ever get to the other side of this, I want them to embrace me as job well done. I'll hand off the baton to my children and then I'll watch from a, you know, from a distant place. But that, when I was younger, it was all about me trying to get to my next level of college, of professional basketball, of corporate America. It was a way more myopic and probably more selfish focus of I just have to get there. And once I'm there, they will see the kind of majority males that everyone behind me that looks like me could also do this. And when I arrived at the heights of corporate America, I recognized there's still some, you know, not so subtle barriers and glass ceilings there. And that's one of the reasons I decided to go off and kind of run my own shop and be a CEO, put my effort where my mouth is and see if we can make our mark and meet this moment in terms of the sports, media, telecommunications economy that we're in right now.
Absolutely. And that's all we can do. Whatever we can from where we are. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.